task to play the shitty games and suck ass. He'd rather have a buffalo, take a diarrhea dump in his ear. He'd rather eat the rotten asshole of a roadkill skunk and down it with beer. He's the angriest gamer you've ever heard. He's the angry Nintendo nerd. He's the angry Atari Sega nerd.
Wow, how awesome could this be? Bugs Bunny's birthday blowout. Well, it was a blowout, all right. Blow out your ass!
Basically, you're Bugs Bunny going around with a hammer in a Mario-like setting. Really nothing special. In fact, it's one of the most sickening side-scrollers I've ever seen. Because when you walk, the screen sort of does like this strobe effect. I'm not kidding, it makes me sick. Even worse is when there's an earthquake. Oh, come on, that's cruel. The plot is that it's Bugs Bunny's 50th birthday and he's on his way to his own party, but out of envy, everybody wants to stop him from getting there. So you're just whacking anybody in your path, and you know what's really annoying? Every time you get hit, you see stars. And when that happens, you can't use your hammer for a few seconds. All you do is just go from start to finish. There's usually a boss at the end of the stage, like, here's Daffy. You think you're supposed to fight him, but no, that doesn't work. You're just supposed to get the carrot.
Yeah, this game's really a no-brainer. Oh my god! It's Bugs Bunny! I can't believe it! In my own house! It's Bugs Bunny! Bugs fucking Bunny!
After each stage, you get a bonus game depending on how many carrots you collected. By winning, you can earn some 1-ups. Now this number thing, I really don't know how to play it, and I don't give a shit, so I just tap the buttons until it's over. Now here's Tweety. Hate this little bastard. You just gotta clobber him. So you can already guess that all the bosses are Looney Tunes characters, like Wile E. Coyote, Sylvester, Foghorn Leghorn, Elmer fucking Fudd, and Pepe Le Shit. But the main enemies are just really weird. There's these walking boxes with the letter S, little hammerhead guys, Oscar the Grouch, and these things, I don't know, I guess they're floating dead cats. These clocks are the worst. They're all over the place. You can't hit them without getting yourself hit. And when you kill them, they explode for like 3 hours and you just gotta stand back. And after they explode, another one immediately drops in its place. So I just gotta run through everything. I mean, I just don't even care.
Yeah, what's up there?
What's one thing I should have done 1,000 times by now? Die. But I'm not dying. You know why? Because this game's too fucking easy. I'm just walking through the levels, getting hit by everything in sight, not caring whether I lose all my lives or beat the game. Whichever comes first, I welcome it. All I know is this game is going on and on and on. There's Sam beating the shitballs out of me, just hitting me every second that there is, but there I go, I still beat him. Come on, I really don't care about the damn bonus games!
This game is garbage! I'd rather put my balls in a crocodile's mouth while shoving my head up a unicorn's asshole!
Well, here's Tweety again. Get out here. Come on, come on. You little Tweety fuck. Alright, here's Elmer fucking Fudd. Come on. Ah, you son of a bitch. Now what's he doing to me? Ugh, get off. A lot of times you're supposed to break blocks to get to where you're supposed to go, which is tedious as all hell. What a shitty ass load of goddamn bullfuck.
Ain't I a fucking stinker, motherfucker?
Ain't you a goddamn fucking piece of shit?
I hate this shit right here. These platforms keep disappearing when you jump on them. Fuck. All right, let's try this again. Keep jumping, keep jumping. Oh, here we go. No, okay, here we go. Yes. Okay, next rope. Oh, no, wait. Ah, son of a cock.
What the fuck, cock?
Sometimes when you have to go down, you're never sure whether or not you're gonna fall and die. Ugh, mother of a fuck! I hate those stars. I really, really fucking hate them. You can't hit anybody without getting hit, and everything you try to step on, it breaks away. It's just total ass.
What's all the hubbub, bub?
You know, this game is just way too generous with the extra lives.
It's like deliberately keeping me in the game so I can't stop!
What's a fuck hot vagina, fuck?
Just shut up!
For what it's worth, the game's at least playable, but there's no appeal whatsoever. Making a birthday-themed game is one of the worst concepts imaginable, even with a big name like Bugs Bunny.
He's one of the greatest cartoon characters of all time, but his leap to the Nintendo Entertainment System was just a total fucking shit bomb.
Well, here we are at the last guy. It's Taz. All you gotta do is knock those footballs back at him, and he's done.
I beat it! Now get out of here!
Bugs Bunny finally arrives at his party. He is greeted with thunderous cheers and applause from his loving friends. To Bugs' surprise, he finds all his Looney Tunes pals there, who had just moments ago been playing some very funny tricks.
I'll show you some funny tricks! I'll show you what's up, you fucking bunny piece of shit! Bugs Bunny's birthday blowout! How about Bugs Bunny's birthday beating? You wanna sure you can-
That's all, fucks!